And certainly it's a case of not everyone is happy about the Olympics, the way it's being organised in London. And for some, it's the Olympics themselves. For some, it's the way that they've been organised as well. Now, last weekend, people from right the way across East London came together to make their voice heard at a march and rally organised by the Counter Olympics Network. Now, what exactly is it they don't like about the London 2012 Games?
Because I'm very much against the sort of way that this Olympics has been hijacked by corporate businesses. I know that sponsorship has been going on for decades, but this year, this time, it seems to be far more than ever before. And I think it'd be incredible if it wasn't true that people like McDonald's and Coca-Cola, purveyors of junk food, are sponsoring a sporting event. You couldn't make it up.
I mean, I thought the opening ceremony yesterday was great. I think that the sports is great. But I really do hate the way that commercial interests have taken over. And I'm particularly not happy with the way that protest has not been allowing people to actually say what they think. And last night, at the critical mass, there were lots of people arrested for trying to say that they weren't happy with Olympic lanes.
I think the main reason I'm here is the commercialisation and how these big sponsors get the exclusive rights for their advertising and how the little companies aren't allowed to do their advertising. In fact, a lot of the small companies didn't get a chance and some even lost their business locally. So it would have been much better if local people actually benefited. And then we might be a bit happier to put up with the travel cars and all that.
I'm here because just 20 minutes walk from where I live, they've stationed missiles, which I find is the most bizarre thing. Stationed missiles where if you shoot down a plane, it's going to land on the most densely populated part of London.
The main reason I'm here is because of BP's sponsorship of the Games. So BP's sustainability partner, which is complete nonsense given they're one of the least sustainable companies on the planet, and that they get to use this as an opportunity to pretend that they're a really good, caring company that can associate with all the Olympic ideals of excellence and respect and fair play. So BP is not only responsible for the worst accidental oil spill in history, that it's not compensated all of the victims fairly at all. In addition, it's heading into the Canadian tar sands, which is the biggest, most destructive industrial project on the planet. So they really have no role as a sustainability partner at all.
The reason I'm here today is because I'm against the commercialisation of sport. I'm also really unhappy about the regeneration proposals for the East End of London following the Olympics. It seems to me the biggest legacy we will leave is Westfield Shopping Centre.
Please welcome Chris Nynham.
Thank you all for coming today, and I'd like to congratulate the organisers of this excellent demonstration, the Counter Olympics Network. Give them a big round of applause. As people have said, Danny Boyle's opening ceremony has had a lot of praise, partly because it was multicultural, it showed some protest, and it put the NHS right at the centre, and that's fantastic, and I say well done to Danny Boyle for that. But at the same time, what he couldn't say and didn't say was what the government's doing to the NHS at the same time as it's spending all this money on the Olympics. They spent upwards of £12 billion, maybe some say £20 billion on the Olympics, but they are, over the 5 years of this government, they are planning £20 billion of cuts to the NHS. And everything they've done in the organisation of the Olympics has run completely in the opposite direction to what Danny Boyle was trying to do last night. The Olympics have made a load of records already. Record number of arrests on the first day of any Olympic Games. Record ticket prices so high that they exclude vast sections of society from even getting any chance to go there. A record corporate grip on the Olympics. They have created in that stadium a monoculture that is being policed by the security that we're all paying for, that don't allow you in if you've got a dissident t-shirt or an unauthorized sandwich. It is a complete absurdity, and it is a mad expenditure of taxpayers' money.